Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's Suzanne, your host about nursing homes. So please join us this evening. You could call at 213-816-1650. Again, that's 213-816-1650. Enjoy the show tonight. We're talking basically about if you don't have money, you know, how you're going to get yourself into a situation that you owe a lot of people. Maybe more about, you know, the nursing home area. And it might just very well go into the nursing home if you don't play your cards right. I believe, you know, you have to have the money to be, you know, even if it's a small amount of money to be able to pay, you know, what you, you know, need to get into, you know, a nursing home. Because right now, as it stands, it's very expensive. So we were trying to see different avenues by which we can help people out. And then our title became our title for the evening. So basically, if you don't have money, what you're going to do right away so you can save your house and save you going into a nursing home, but could be like an insurance type of thing or something to that effect. All right, so please give us a call, like I said, at, let me see, 213-816-1650. Okay, and this evening we run our show from 8 to 9, and usually every evening, except for the weekends. We have, let's see, we have your regular Matter Glad on Mondays, and we have our other shows, which are like Open Mic, which was yesterday, and then we have our nursing home show, which happens to be this that you're listening to us on, and also Thursday's a topic show. Get a topic aired, you could actually say, you know, on our regular voicemail for Inner Sight, which happens to be 631-224-3090. Again, 631-224-3090. And you could also find out a little bit more about what we're trying to do from Frank, who is the executive director. I'm the assistant, you know, to him. So we have a lot of things that we run by each other throughout the day, and one of them happened to be this. So basically what we're trying to do is, you know, see what amount of money will help everybody so we can then, you know, portray that to, you know, some sort of venture capitalist or somebody who's really interested in starting something new. All right. Let me run the ABLE advertisement, and hopefully Frank will be on shortly, I'm hoping, because he had the experience with the senator. And he was there. I couldn't make it. I wasn't feeling well. All right. So let me the one ABLE News ad, and then we'll go from there. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription. Thank you, whoever that girl was. I don't know. Anyway, let me give you Frank. He's actually here to speak with us about what went on at, you know, the senator, New York senators. And also we have, he's in early, Louis. So we'll see what we can do for both of them.
Okay. I'm going to add Frank first. All right, here he comes.
Hello, Frank.
Yeah, hello, everybody. Inner Sight, welcome. Met with Senator White today. She's a very, very kind person. And we had some good exchanges of words and ideas. she said she's willing to work with us on the two issues, the issues of the service dog school and the nursing home.
Right.
She had a lot of questions about our ideas, and, you know, that's normal, you know. So I'm thinking of ways to get rid of these nursing homes. And the only real way to prevent yourself or a person from going into a nursing home is to have the money to keep yourself out.
That's
and I
true.
Was thinking just before I went on the air with a nursing home show, if there was an insurance that would do that. You know, there's insurance for everything today. Car, house, boat.
Hospital.
Hospital. Everything is insured, right?
Yeah.
So what if you what if you had a low cost payment, let's say $25 a month, and you pay into this insurance company, and they guarantee that anything that comes up that's going to put you in a nursing home, they'll cover it. Now you'd have to find the right company to do this.
Yeah.
Would have to be a company with a lot of assets. You know, maybe like a Chase Bank or something.
Yeah, right.
The only way they'll do it is they can make money on it.
That's it. And that's what you have to build for. Meaning,
I can hardly hear you.
Is it better if I do this?
Get close to the phone.
Yeah, I am. I'm right on top of it. That's the problem.
Yeah,
I'm right on top of the speaker.
Well, that's where you got to be. I told you these phones are not like microphones.
No, they aren't. I have to get myself
a microphone.
I just got the microphone, right? But I don't see on the microphone, I think on the inside they have their windscreen. So I have to play with it a couple of times and see. What will make it
better? Doesn't matter if it doesn't have a windscreen. And windscreens are usually for music and for usually outdoor events.
Well, I thought my oxygen was enough wind for me. Joking. Oh, I guess people with oxygen might find that as a cute little joke, and I do. I'm always 24 hours a day on oxygen, and that's nothing. There are people out there who can't even breathe. So
well, that's not the best thing for your lungs. Your lungs are going to start to believe that you don't need them.
No, actually, I've been doing exercises on them also, with and without the oxygen on, so I do not become that, you know, addicted to the oxygen. And actually went down. I went from being at 5 liters to slowly to 4, then to 3, and now down 2. And it's great. I mean, if I keep going that way, then maybe all I need to do is get some exercise, and maybe I'll be able to blow the oxygen out the window. I mean, considering going
deep
from
breathing.
5 liters. Yeah,
you can't be healthy without deep breathing.
Yeah, I know, and that's the problem. I am a big, fat, old, shallow breather. And I'm trying. You know, so we'll see. You know, which comes first.
Anybody look at our tweet?
Yeah, a little bit. Not much. We just put it up a little late. But, yeah, people did look a little. We'll look, actually. Give me 1 second.
You know, if we had an insurance company like I'm talking about,
yeah,
it would be so much easier to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Mm.
Because they would know that they couldn't stay in business anymore because nobody's going to go there.
Yeah, but if you take them from
one
thing,
to
it might very well be, you know, something that they could use. If they take them from one, the basically the insurer of the hospitals or the insurer of nursing homes, they take that aspect of it only. Then I don't know how much we'll be able to clear of the nursing home. They're gonna be turning into, you don't forget, the actual, changing the housing, that aspect. I don't know how we would continue doing that. But
no, we would still want to turn them into accessible housing. We'd have more of a chance.
I think
because
right,
then you could prove that people don't need these nursing homes.
Well, that's true, too. Since I'm one person who actually has been stressed the last few days about going into one, I can relate. So, I mean, I have...
You're going to stop thinking like that.
No. Yeah. Trying not to seem like I'm scared, but I am. I'm scared. I don't want to go into one. And... I mean, I feel like sometimes saying, tempting somebody, do something so I, you know, can retaliate in some way, shape, or form, but I don't want to do that way. I'd rather, you know, somebody say to me, okay, Suzanne, we were able to prevent you from going into a nursing home by having this type of insurance. I would love it. I would be the first one on the list to actually... You know, next to you, you're first, Frank, then me. you discovered
well, it's worth a shot trying to find a company who would at least survey the whole thing and see what can be done.
Yeah, that's a great. Yeah.
Because you never know. Somebody might pick up on it.
Yeah, really.
I mean, you have to have billions of dollars behind you to... attempt something like that.
Yes, definitely.
Because you have to make sure you're covered before you start.
That's right. That's what they say when you're signing a life insurance. They'll give you a little hint what I had to do last month. I did not want to think of not having anything for myself. If I was going to get cremated, I haven't decided that yet. And if I'm going to... You know, I have a whole bunch of bugs in my body. I haven't decided.
Well, when they cremate you, make sure you're in the nursing home. That way the thing place burns down, too.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, you.
I got a good idea. You know, one of the oldest professions when I was growing up, by the Commission for the Blind, they wanted blind people to sell insurance. You ought to try to get that guy a Hornsby. Tell him you want to sell insurance. You want to start an insurance company to keep people out of nursing homes.
Oh, I think he'll have a heart attack. I don't think it'll be good. Oh, I have to ask
him. They'd have to sponsor you.
Yeah, they do. That's not a bad idea, actually.
That's a legitimate profession.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you have to get a license. You have to
probably
take a course.
Yeah. Wow.
But, you know, to do it on a large scale, you got to have a lot of money. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue. 609-388-7004. Big East Taquito Rescue at Verizon.net on the email.
Yeah.
Joanne Diamond, the Aquito lady. And we thank her for all her help. My new friend, Alexis White, she's a big dog lover. She has a golden dog. All right. And we're going to be having her on the show in the next few weeks. So we'll look forward to that. School starts when? Monday? Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday. I believe it's the first day of school.
Yeah, I don't know how.
And there's nothing
exactly
in place that I know of to protect children from gun violence.
No.
So
actually, President mentioned something fleetingly, and I didn't turn to the channel because I was in the middle of looking for something for another site. But he did say something about that today on Twitter. I watched it a little bit while I was typing out my stuff.
You don't know what he said?
No, because I was just waiting for that breakthrough moment, like you said, insurance. So I was waiting for him to say that, but that wasn't happening. So.
Well, whatever it is, I hope he realizes and wakes up that our idea is the best. You know, humans are too distracted.
Yes, they are.
To really determine if a person is armed or not.
That's true. That's very true.
All right. Inner sight. Go an extra mile for a child. Put the trained dogs at the door of the school and the metal detector inside the door. That's what we hope will happen. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090 is our phone number. And I want to thank... I got a call today from Senator Boyle. I met with two senators today, one on the phone and one in person. So hopefully something will come out of it, something good.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see what happens. Oh, Senator does back us all the way with the honoring of Milton, the guide dog, who was killed at that foundation school end of July. And she, Senator Wyke, is very disturbed over that and is going to lend her support to honoring Milton and to seeing about any legislation going forward. All right, in a sight. Around the world, all the beautiful children, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the Texas children who perished. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. I want to thank the American Council for the Blind for helping us in Colorado with Lupita. We made a contact today, and Lupita's going to become a member of the council. And they gave me the name of a blind lawyer. I'm going to see if
that's interested cool.
in her case.
Well,
so thank you, American Council of the Blind.
Cool.
Appreciate that.
Yes, that's
inner sight. You need dog food, cat food? Nobody starved on Long Island. That's what Gary says. 631-484-3085. And medical when he's able to do it. So give him a call. Let me give that number again. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. All right, I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, and for all their help. I want to thank John Corrado, Suffolk Bus Corp. Greatly appreciate John as a friend.
Yeah.
And all our friends, Olga Murray. I thank Olga for arranging the meeting today between Senator Wyke and myself.
Olga's so sweet.
Greatly appreciate that.
Billy heard from you that Alexis Wyke was very, very sweet, and I appreciate that. I really do.
Well, she seems like a very caring person.
That's good.
You know, How much power she has, I don't know. But as a caring person.
Caring can bring you power, you know?
What?
Caring, just like any other, I guess, active form, would also, you know, give you hope and a way of thinking that you might not have thought of if you were not seeing it hopeful. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
She agrees that this system has to change.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She's talking to the right people.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Yeah. That's for sure, is right.
See, we can. And we'll make something happen.
Oh, yeah.
All right, in a sight. Around the world, this is a nursing home program, so I got an email today and a phone call from Ellen, from Ellen, who is trapped in one of those horrible places.
Oh.
And she found an apartment. The problem is that the housing funding doesn't cover the whole fees that she needs to get in there.
Right.
So anybody out there who would like to make a donation to Inner Sight, would be a little over $700 to help Ellen cover her fees so she can get out of the nursing home. We greatly appreciate that. All right, we can put you in touch with her. You can call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. We'll put you directly in touch with her. And you can get all the details. She needs about 700 and change to cover the fees to get in to the apartment. The rest will be paid by Silo and her. That's
yes.
How you got to juggle your life, folks, when you're disabled.
Yep. Get ready.
It's called playing a game with the minds of the disabled.
That's true. And see who wins. I hate it.
You wonder why we carry on the way we do. There it is.
That's the very reason.
All right.
What else? It was an article, sorry.
What?
There was an article that was done by the New York, I think, Post. And it was from your friends, you know, probably, you know, isn't that one of your friends' network, journalistic, I should say? What, I forgot his name. Don't mind me now, but you know who I'm talking about.
There was an article about what?
The article just about this. Similar. You know, paying for nursing
homes. I can't understand
not
what you're saying.
Oh, good.
I don't know if anybody else can, but I can't.
Sometimes this happens with the medicine I take.
What was this article about?
It's about nursing homes.
Oh, where was this?
New York Post.
So what are you saying? What's this about one of my friends?
Murdoch, that's the one I was trying to think of. Doesn't he run that?
Yeah, he owns
it.
He doesn't run it.
He owns it. Yeah, which is even better. Can't we, you know, sort of speak with him and his secretary and see if we can get a chance to speak with him about this?
Who wrote the article? So what's the article about?
It's the New York Post.
I know, you said that, but what's it about? Nursing home, what does it say?
Yes. Hold on, I'm looking for it. I thought I had it.
Can you read
it? Hold up. I could try. Hold on. Why did I do that? Oh, I know why. Yeah, that's better.
Stop talking to yourself. There's an audience here. Anything you say, you got to make sure they understand it.
Sorry about that. I'm not talking loud enough.
You're on the radio. You're supposed to be a co-host on the radio.
I am.
Well, then explain what you're talking about.
I will.
What does that mean? Why did they do that? What was that about?
What was that about? It was something that blocked my whole entire screen, and I just couldn't get it to run.
Well, then explain it. Explain it. People don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, thank you.
So, an article in today's Post?
Yes, I think. Let me look, though.
Oh, you got to verify what the date is and when it was out.
Yeah, I got to verify everything. I'm sorry about not having it sooner, but you brought it out.
What it's about.
Yes. I'm actually going through what I looked through today, quickly. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'll get before I
stop apologizing for everything.
All right, so...
All right, in a site and nursing homes are horrible. I was telling Alexis, one of the biggest horrors that we face in the nursing home is the fact that the home health aides are not allowed to go in there. Now, the government has set it up like that on purpose. I found out today that there's a whole contractual agreement that would have to change if the home health aides are going to go in there. See how they set these things up?
I know.
They do this on purpose because they don't want people to get out. They don't want people to have help.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry.
She was explaining that to me, that a lot would have to change if we got the aides in there.
Mm.
Of course, my reaction is, well, let's do it. You know, send them a message that people don't want to be in these places. So we'll see what develops.
Yeah.
But the main thing is the money. That's the main thing. Anybody on the line?
No, I was just going to take a peek and mention our other ads. Hold on.
All right, don't forget, tomorrow night's a different subject. Friday night's our funnies. Next Monday, we'll be off the air. Labor Day, we'll put on a rerun.
We have a caller.
And we have a call. Did you ever find that article from the Post?
I'm looking.
All right, in the meantime, let's take a phone call. Inner Sight, on the air live. Hello.
Hold up. Okay.
Yes. Inner Sight, nursing home show.
Yes. Hello, caller, you could talk.
Hello? Caller, are you there? All right, it's one of those, I don't know if I want to listen to talk calls.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it sounds like. But that's all right. You
that's
change
all right,
your mind,
yeah.
You want to call, you want to talk, call back in.
Yeah. Here you go.
So, you know, all the millions and millions of people that eventually have to deal with nursing homes. And it's not just disabled or elderly. It could be a lot of people who are so-called able-bodied and could become eligible for a nursing home. You never know.
Yes, very much so. It was one woman
that was in the rehab with me, and she said, oh, I just came off of a respirator, and I just don't like what I'm seeing. I want to go home. I'm like, you and me both, you know, but it's not happening soon enough. Did you hear me, Frank? I'm
sorry.
The social
workers and the counselors and all the muckety mucks in those nursing homes,
They're
going to want to keep you in there.
That's right.
You know, bring in more money.
Oh, that's
maybe
true.
They even get a cut. Who knows?
Who knows? I don't know. It's possible.
So you got to do everything you can to protect yourself. It's a good thing to protect yourself when you're in a nursing home and you're taking rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your lawyer daily. Even if you say, hello, how are you? Now, I got to call my lawyer. See?
Yeah.
And let them know that.
Yeah.
That way they'll be less likely to bother you.
That's a great idea.
You know, you keep saying that and referring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my lawyer said I don't have to do this. Oh, my lawyer said I don't have to sign that paper.
Bring your lawyer
like
in.
It's like a repellent.
An insect repellent. Ouch. For the nursing home.
So there's
a
good way to keep those people away from you. You know, my lawyer said I'm just here for rehab. My lawyer said I shouldn't even talk to you.
Duh, there you go. That's
stuff
the one
like
I
that.
Want.
Yeah. Yeah. You want me to talk to you? Well, I got to call my lawyer first. You don't even have to have a lawyer. Call in a site.
Yeah, we'll do it. We are the advocates. Yeah. Part of the advocates and attorney. We're part of the advocate part.
So there's a way to help to protect yourself.
Yeah. We have Louis. Would you like him to explain?
Oh, Louis was on last night.
Yeah, I know.
Well, see, I'd like to see what that article has to say. You said there was an article in the paper.
Yeah, there is, and I went back to the paper, and then I had to come back here. So, hang on.
Where did you see this article?
I typed in a search, and I just made it real simple, of nursing homes and basically everything related to nursing homes and Google at the time, because I was doing a Google search. I wanted it to also encompass Google's search engine.
And you found an article, but wait a minute, you don't know if that's a recent article.
You could get
it.
It
could be an old article.
Might not be.
Well, the only way to determine that is to find it. Do the search again.
I am right now.
See if you get it.
Yeah, I am right now.
All right. In a site.
Okay.
And the senator said to me, why don't you like nursing homes? That's all she had to say to me.
No.
She couldn't shut me up after that.
That's it. There's a lot of reasons.
You know. My first reaction was trying to save my friend Rosie when we had two lawyers.
Right.
And you ready to help her, to take her, or move in with her, whatever. And you didn't have the money.
That's right.
You know, and they wanted to take you to court. How are you going to go to court if you don't have the money? What are you going to get in front of the judge and say, Your Honor, help me get the money?
I owe you. I owe you.
That doesn't work.
Nope, it doesn't. But that's what I have.
So even the lawyers couldn't help.
Nope.
It shows you right there. There's only one answer.
Get them out.
You got to have the means and the funds. I don't know. I'm going to try to find a big insurance company who would at least take a look at an idea like that. You know, a low cost, say $25 a month, and you would be insured against going into a nursing home. In other words, anything that you need to stay out would be made available by the insurance company.
What you just said.
Your phone keeps breaking up.
I know.
It's horrible.
The other one is not. One keeps
Why do you
breaking
use
up.
A phone
need,
like that? Oh, good.
I have a choice. I wish I can get money to buy a phone, but I don't.
Well, straighten out your finances. Stop
I
talking
am.
About
I'm,
it so much.
No, it's
do
all right.
It.
I'll be straightening. Yep.
Friday is supposed to be the 2nd. Saturday is the 3rd, which means Social Security checks will come on Friday. Take the money
Correct.
And buy a damn phone.
I will.
A
Prompt.
Good phone.
Yeah, I supposedly have a good phone, but my hands keep dropping it, so it's not a good phone now. So that's the only...
Well, put some kind of a hand grip on it or something.
I tried like 3. They have places that will work for people who just want to hold their phone. But for me, everything is dynamic with my hands. It can go from my right hand to my left hand, the nerve damage, meaning that reacting to the nerve damage.
Well, you got to do something about that, too, if it's not too late.
Yeah,
that's the other thing. Taking all those pills all these years, it becomes too late after a while.
Well, you never know. Some of it has been coming off. I've been taking, like, certain things, like certain vitamins to help with nerve damage. So it's working a little at a time. One of them is alpha-lactase.
All right, Inside, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And if you're in a nursing home, let us know.
Please
if you're
do.
Trying to stay out of a nursing home, let us know. We'd be happy to do everything we can to help.
Yeah. And we have gotten people out.
Sound off.
We haven't. We'd love to put a little money to help people.
Did you ever find that article?
I'm right here where that video was. Not yet. I'm looking for it still. It has to do with... Nah, I won't be. I'll have it by tomorrow. It's just that I have to run the board and run everything that comes through you through this website also. So it's not going to work too well until I find it. But I know it was the post. You know what? I might have bookmarked it. Let's see if I did that. Smart enough.
Let's see... how many people we added in the last week or so?
Yeah, it's 487 at the end.
Get a number.
Yes, you heard what I said? It's 115,487.
115,487?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's a lower number than you gave me last time.
Yes, some people allowed to pull out of the petition, remember? They don't like what they're saying. Are allowed to put, they just send them a link if they regret going to the petition. If that went away, then maybe we'd have a higher number. But unfortunately, I don't have control over those who
Wait, you're not making any sense. What's the petition got to do with listens?
Don't mind me. Looking at crazy stuff all day. My eyes
give
are
me
bugged.
Give me a listener number when you get a chance. Read it.
That is
the latest
number. 487. That is the listener number.
Yeah,
the other one's close.
Last time you told me it was 115,800 and some odd.
Yeah, that's what it is. 887.
Now you're telling me 887.
Oh, let me look. I'm trying to remember.
You said 400 a minute ago. Now, which is it? Get it right.
And I'll say it when I get it right. Right now, I'm going back to the board.
All right, inner sight and...
okay.
You know, there isn't any agency that I know of, except maybe social service, and you got to go through hell to qualify for that,
yeah.
where you could call and say, hey, you know, I got an apartment. I'm in a nursing home. I got some funding from one of these programs, but I'm $1,000 off.
Yeah.
Can you help me?
That you could do.
You know, when you're calling people up for money and they don't know you, you know, they're not going to be very happy. What'd you say? That you could do? What? What could you do?
I'm just responding to what you said. That's all. Nothing big deal. $115,849.
Yeah, well, that's the number. That's the right number.
Okay.
Before you give the wrong number.
I know. I probably did a dyslexic move. Sorry.
You said you're responding to what I said. I said that it's very hard to get money if you're short on the rent or money that you need for security or whatever. If you're on Section 8 and you're in a nursing home, they're not going to help you.
You're
in a nursing home. But if you're on Section 8 and you're being evicted,
so, yeah, if you don't get something like that, you know.
So there's all kinds of stupid criteria here that floats around. And, you know, you never know when it's going to change.
That's true.
You know. Because you're not in the legislative office and getting notes every half an hour, you know.
That's true.
So you never know what you're dealing with. All right, inner sight 213-816-1650.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. But Louis wants to talk. We have a.
Oh, Louis's on the line. All right.
Yeah,
we'll have a little diversion. Give Louis some time to talk. Louis the Lip.
Here he comes. Hey, Louis.
Hi, Suzanne.
How you doing, Louis?
Hi. I took over yesterday for Frank Perino.
Oh, you did? Oh, my God. I don't think he would let that helm go too easy.
You can take over for me anytime, Lou.
Frank Perino, just call my house. I had to fill in for Suzanne. Oh my goodness. Why, wow.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Frank, I talked to you on the phone last night. It was Suzanne, not engineering yesterday.
Yeah.
No wife, Frank Perino, he's out of commission.
No.
Yeah,
hey, listen, I got a question for you, Lou.
Talk to Louie the Lip.
You ever go to a nursing home?
No, I don't go to a nursing home. I live with my mom and dad. If I'm in a nursing home, I need a cane, a wheelchair.
No cane, no wheelchair.
What do you do if you're in a nursing home and you got to go to the bathroom?
I make sure I get up from the wheelchair, They helped me up in the wheelchair with a cane, and I can move freely and go to the right bathroom.
That's it. See? Even Louie knows that.
Yeah.
Confining, constricting. You have to do it when they want you to do it, all of that. Yep.
Uh-huh. And I talked to Pat Cooper all about the swab and the love drops and everything with Jerry Lewis in the bathroom.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I had to, let's see. I had chicken yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Roast chicken?
Popeyes.
Not bad chicken. Yep. It's got a lot of seasoning on it.
That's Louisiana chicken. Louisiana chicken.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Connie and Chrissy would have to have their own bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Say it again.
Connie and Chrissy would have to have their own bathroom.
Oh,
their
own bathroom. Yeah, I know. And Ty and Chrissy are two cuties on a Saturday night on public access at 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yeah, and you have to lock them in the bathroom.
Lock them in the bathroom?
No,
yeah.
I can't lock them in the bathroom. I ain't they're pretty nice ladies.
Lock them in the bathroom and let them unroll the toilet paper all over the floor and dance.
And dance?
Yeah. Connie and Chrissy, please don't go to no bathroom now. Yeah, they can't go to the bathroom right now.
You're so bad.
You're cute, Connie and Chrissy. I like your pretty faces on TV.
That's right.
Hey, Frank, I never shy at Connie and Chrissy. I never shy guy. I watch Connie and Chrissy's date night. I put my shade glasses. I can see Connie and Chrissy on TV.
That's nice.
Yeah. You put your glasses over the other glasses, right?
Yeah.
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 I wish I can download for Connie and Chrissy. Say, hi, Connie and Chrissy. This is Louis Rivera from Inside. I'm going to talk to those two ladies. I had a lot of fun with those two pretty female ladies with the pink dresses.
You know who would like
they
to meet
too? They both wear the same color dresses?
Yeah, white dress, pink dress, a windbreaker.
There you go.
Yeah, swear as a windbreaker.
What color is the windbreaker?
A pink.
Oh.
Yeah, they were bright pink windbreakers. For this one, for him, not my soul, the other people's soul.
I could maybe in my dreams I could download. And get a hold of Connie and Chrissy. Hello, Connie and Chrissy. This is Louis Rivera. I'm a fan of Connie and Chrissy's date night. Talking about lady flirting with men and take them on a date and dancing and many more. Shake your booty and all that stuff and everything.
No.
Yeah, let Louis lock you in the bathroom.
No, Connie and Chrissy do not lock me in the bathroom. Oh, no.
He's so fresh. But mostly Frank is fresh about that.
Anyway. Louis, give us a little promo about Friday since you're on the air.
Okay, Connie and Chrissy, listen to this. This is Louis Rivera speaking. Connie and Chrissy, I love you very much. And Frank Perino's show called Block Talk Radio on a Frolics Friday night from 8 to 9 o'clock on a Friday night. And I'll check that out. Got to honeymoon in San Francisco, your friendly philosopher, Lauren and Hardy, Jack Benny, Alty, and many more. Also, I'm entertaining Connie and Chrissy.
Oh, you are? Okay.
With the pink dress.
With the pink dresses, yes. I think Louis should wear the pink dress in the studio.
Yeah.
And imitate Connie and Chrissy there.
Louis going to wear the pink dress with the
That's
black
for ladies,
ribbon.
Not for men. No. That ladies wear, not me.
High heel shoes.
Also,
hey, do they wear high heel shoes?
Yeah, high heel shoes. Yes. And perfume.
Perfume.
And lipstick.
But you can't smell the perfume through the television.
No. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather go to that Connie and Chrissy Studios. Introduce Louis Rivera.
Well, have you gotten it set up? Maybe. Yeah.
With the perfume, what you could do is you spray the bathroom with the perfume, then open the door.
That's it.
I'll do it in the Hubba Hubba bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm not shy with Connie and Chrissy, guys. I'm never shy.
Oh, you're never shy.
We know that.
Yeah, I know. They get it on with me talking about, I go to Connie and Chrissy Studio, I'm going to talk about Blog Talk Radio on my buddies, Suzanne and Frank. And then I was talking about the love drops, and then we have a good time with Connie and Chrissy. Wish I could go to that studio. And I say, hi, Connie and Chrissy, I'm Louis Rivera. Nice to meet you.
All right, 8:51, New York. We got to get the rest of the show, Lou. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. I love you, Susanna. I'm being fresh, but I'm only kidding you around.
I know that. You have a good one, okay?
Okay, I love you, Susanna. You got a pretty voice through the phone.
Oh, thank you, Lou. You take care.
All right,
love you.
And I want to talk to all those who are trapped in the nursing homes and you know, you have your wits about you, and you know you don't belong there. Even if you don't have your wits about you, you know on some level you don't belong there, you know. Inner Sight is trying to bring about some way where these nursing homes won't exist anymore.
Uh-huh.
There's got to be a way to do it, and we're going to find it. You know, we've come up with a couple of good ideas. This insurance idea has to be explored. Just make a few phone calls and see what. You know, the only way to bring this about it is to appeal to some multi-billion-dollar company who's looking for new ways to make money.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all they're going to care about.
That's money.
So you never know.
No, you don't. Make you think wisely about your home care setup, wisely about everything else, too. Makes you think what your future is, you know, and how people are to help you in the future. It's all about, you know, the here and now and the future. So if we can minimize a lot of the future, we can actually get a lot of things done. I know that sounds.
No, I wouldn't involve. I wouldn't involve the home care people in this at all. I'm talking about straight, hard insurance that is there for you. You know, keep the home care ass people away from it.
Yeah, but the only problem is
unless they want to make a contribution to Inner Sight. And we'll put it as an addition to help keep people out. But other than that, the people who are not doing everything, to keep people at a nursing home. They don't deserve to be involved with this, in my mind.
No. I agree, too. But I don't know, like, at what length you've thought about it.
You take a big company like Mutual of Omaha.
That's a big one.
You know? And they could set up something like that. I mean, they have massive funding. You know,
I have
a big bank, maybe.
Sorry.
You're supposed to say Frank, and then I'll recognize you. Remember?
Oh, sorry. Frank. I had something that was with my parents, and it was Mutual of Omaha, and I could not find the actual policy because my mother, with her dementia, misplaced it. So it was through Mutual of Omaha, but I don't know. It's a long-acting policy. I don't even know if it has anything in it even, but it's worth a try to find somebody who could look for
that. No, you're talking about something entirely different.
Yeah, but
I'm talking
my
about,
mother entrusted her policy and my father's policy into Mutual of Omaha. What I was trying to say is that when you find the right insurance that's going to help you, go for it. But if you, you know, don't have that or something that you, you know, looked at, then wait a bit and figure out something.
We need something that's going to turn the tide of these damn nursing homes.
Yes.
That's what's needed here. You know, so we'll keep on.
Yeah, we'll keep pressing. We got
we
got the senator. We've got, you know, other people who are willing to, you know, big members of big, you know, companies are willing to help us, sponsor us. So we'll still get this. We'll get it. Not looking unrealistically, but we'll get it.
All right, in a sight.
The caller from the other, a little while ago, he finally came back online. Would you like to quickly let this person in?
We're almost out of time.
I still want to
get rid of
all.
Now we're going to take some of my silence.
Well, you better get gas.
I'm worried for y'all.
That was that.
All right, clear the board.
Yep.
Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night, subject to be
announced. Yeah, we haven't decided that one yet.
So, take courage. That's what a great opera star said to me when I couldn't get a guide dog for, what, 4 years I was without?
97.
I passed that on to everybody in the nursing home. Coraggio.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Take courage and hang in there.
Latin or in Italian?
Remember, everything has to end.
Yeah, every good thing.
Including the nursing homes.
60 seconds.
All right. Nothing lasts forever.
That's
true. All right, be with you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world. In our sight. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you for listening. Take care.